And welcome everyone to another
Heathless edition of the Hour Bomb.
Heathless edition of the Hour Bomb.
He's not here.
Oh, wow, that's kind of cruel, man.
So we're going Heathless. I mean, I don't know what we're gonna do for like punchlines and bad jokes all night now. Fuck. I mean,
I don't
even know what we're doing a show.
Well, it's kind of weird.
Well, without Heath here, that just means we have to do more of a show and less ripping on him.
I guess we got Richard for being ripping on this week, so, I mean, that helps.
He's our honorary jizz mopper this week.
Oh, God.
We'll just pretend he's Jake Mullins and make fun of him.
Oh.
Oh, come on. I'm not Australian.
You can be. Just say crikey a lot, and we'll never know the difference.
I can swear a lot. I mean, you know.
Hey, so, welcome to another Heathless edition of... Actually, it would be the first Heathless edition of the Hour Bomb, I believe.
No, there's been one more.
Was it? No, we did... We did pre-shows without him. I don't think we've done a show without him.
You might be right.
Yeah. So I guess this will be the first Heathless edition of the Hour Bomb. I am your host, the illustrious Jason Howard, back in the driver's seat where I should be, unlike some other hack. Joined, as always, by my partner in crime.
The Big Bad Booty Daddy!
That's right, the Big A Adrian Masters here.
And we are joined by our special guest this week. Where is it? Hold on. Son of a bitch.
Oh, there God, it is. I'm scared.
He's dishing out hard times this week.
He has fallen on some hard times. Mr. Richard 269.
Hey, Bird Dog. How's it going?
Good to have you on, man.
So.
Better than some of the stuff you've had for me.
Well, I was going to beat up, or beat up, boot up a little bit of, this for you. But Adrian said no.
It's kind of overplayed.
Nah, I like it.
You know what?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
We should give him the Alex Wright music next week or something.
Oh,
or next
God.
Time.
Ooh, I don't even know if I have that. That way, that's something I have to check for.
I'm not even going to look for it.
Oh, you don't need to look for it. I'll find it. I've got the Rodfather that hooks me up with a bunch of obscure shit.
That man does have access to a lot of, like, I don't know where he gets this shit from.
It's called YouTube. That's where he sends me most of his stuff from. So, yeah, so apparently, Jason Heath isn't feeling good tonight. He texted me today to say, I don't feel good, I'm going to go home.
Sandpaper vagina.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's listening right now.
I doubt it. He said he was going to take NyQuil and go home. I think NyQuil is code for beat off and go home, or go to bed.
Yeah.
I think he made like a papier-mâché like napkin to jerk off into or something.
Oh, God.
Knowing him, who knows what he made.
I can't.
He made a papier-mâché Jake Mullins to stick holes into. Oh,
you are horrible, man.
Get in there, Moppy. Get in there.
Oh.
Him and Moppy DPing the papier-mâché Jake Mullins.
Wow.
That I don't want to know.
Holy crap.
That's just too much.
And that's your inappropriate thought for the week. Right off the bat.
For the week? Yeah, because it's after 10 here in our time, so that means, well, I guess this is what, TWR After Dark?
Yeah, we're TWR After.
Okay, good.
Yeah. We should actually change our name of our show to just TWR After Dark. Weird that inappropriate.
That. I'm not going to do that. However, I will start referring to us as that. But I just want to, we had a writer that we actually had a writer publish an article last week. It was actually a good article.
Who was it?
It was some hack. Doesn't normally write good articles.
Jake Mullins?
No, Richard something or other.
Wait.
Read something I wrote?
He doesn't write articles. He writes, he makes pictures and puts them together. That's about it.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, you mean according to Sean and Dan and Michael, the classic of the show?
Huh?
What?
You didn't listen to Shooting from the Hips Friday episode 2 weeks ago?
No, I did not.
Yeah,
they called me the Michael Classic of the group.
Wow, of the writers or of our show?
Of the show. They called you three the combination of Dan and Sean, which, you know, I'll agree with.
Okay.
And then they called me, like, a classic clone.
I can kind of see that.
I can't.
I'm like, wow, cool. Because I was actually able to show up for a shooting from the hip for once. I was I like that.
I don't...
It's rare that I get a chance to show, except for the download.
We got to fail Richard on on his shooting from the hip for saying that they stole from us.
Wow, that's still ridiculously loud.
I didn't know they did that. That was before I started listening to the network.
Well, Dan didn't send me the link. I just found it online after I listened to their show for a while. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have to use that. So he never sent me a link, so he's lying to you about that one.
But they did do it first.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I didn't know that because I didn't start listening to... This will be... let's see. July of this year will be my second year listening to the network.
Well, you've listened to the network longer than we've been on it.
Yeah. You know, so anyway, back to this article that some hack job wrote. You can't really take most of the article seriously because, I mean, he's got, like... It was someone's, like, wrap-up of 2013. But here's what, like, knocks it down a few pegs.
Okay.
He's got TNA on there and Ring of Honor. He's got,
like, TNA, my award.
TNA Knockout of the Year, TNA Wrestler of the Year, Ring of Honor Wrestler of the Year. So, I mean, you can't really...
I like Ring of Honor. I'm on board with it now.
You know, I was channel surfing this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Because Ring of Honor airs at, like, noon here.
Okay.
On Sunday afternoons. Yeah. And, just channel surfing, nothing on. I stopped for a second and looked at my wife. I'm like, and some goofy ass looking guy was cutting a promo. And I'm like, doesn't it look like I recorded this using my camcorder? She's like, yeah, and it sounds like the audio is run by your DJ equipment, too. I mean, she said it looked like it was done in a basement. The lighting was terrible. I couldn't even see the ropes on the far side of the ring.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And they're owned by a media company.
That's a big complaint for Ring of Honor. They have horrible... production crew and staff.
Yeah.
But the matches are good.
Oh, yeah. The matches are freaking awesome.
Teen Honor is the polar opposite of TNA.
TNR?
Yeah. I mean, whatever.
Ring of Honor?
The total opposite.
Okay.
Because TNA has pretty good production, but they have kind of crappy matches and really crappy stories.
I mean, this past Thursday, they had what? For being, you know, their Genesis event. Three matches.
Didn't watch it.
I didn't watch. I don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah, I got no clue.
I can't sit through TNA anymore. It just doesn't work.
You there?
I've tried.
Yeah, I'm here.
I recorded Genesis. I made it through like 20 minutes, and I'm like, I'm done.
I can't even watch it. Really, it's not that good. You know,
Montana Man's right. It reminds me of ECW 95.
I don't know if it was that bad.
It's about that same.
Really?
Yeah. The only difference is ECW recorded in brighter arenas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But back to the article.
Okay.
I won an award.
For what?
Rookie of the Year. For the TWR Network.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
I put off.
No, you didn't. It's about me.
Oh, wait.
I won the award.
Hang on. Look, what does it actually say? Because I didn't read this article.
You didn't read the article?
I don't read Richard's bullshit.
I first started to put you, but then I realized, you know what? It's kind of hard to distinguish.
No, it's not.
Everyone else, so.
I'm the heart and soul of this fucking show.
I wouldn't go nearly that far.
Oh, hey, I would.
Jason, who's the one person that you couldn't record a show out without, though?
Me?
No. You won't record a show without me. I mean, we're doing a show without Heath.
Me and Heath were going to do a show without you.
But you didn't.
Yeah, because it was the same day I found out my grandma was dying.
But we didn't.
Because you really think, hey, by the way, grandma's dying. Do you really think I could have hopped on here and been like, oh, hey, let's do a show, guys?
Yeah.
No.
You are dedicated.
It's opinion pieces there if you're trying to.
Okay.
Do you want me to just read you the fucking thing?
No, because I want to make sure it actually says...
TWR host / rookie of the year. Yeah, Newberg's host like a pick for this, but only rises above the other. Dan Phelps, because apparently Dan was sucking him off. After the year he had dealing with all the hospital trips, having a child, I went to the hospital. I had, you know, had a child too. Everything else in his life, I had a lot coming up too. Still found time to keep shooting from the hip going. I kept the other bomb going almost every week. We had more shows this year, I think, than shooting from the hip did. Just saying.
You might have.
I know we did. Either Wednesday nights or Friday nights. We've always done Sunday nights. Anyway.
Wait, did Richard pick himself being on the show for the first time as the best show moment of the year?
No.
It did the Ole moment.
However, it's for the rookie host, he gave it to the Hour Bomb.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, TWR show moment of the year was episode number 36. It was done on... That wasn't done on the 30th. Because the 30th was like a Wednesday. It was that Sunday before October.
Okay, that was when the show came out.
Okay.
I just went back and looked at the archive and...
I got you. Yeah, that was later than that.
Jason got the show up on time.
Hey, eat my ass, okay? Anyway.
But that was by far the best moment.
Yes, the Ole. I'm gladly going to accept the award for that.
I deserve a little credit on that.
That is you.
No, that's all me.
Yeah. You know what? The show can be all you right now, because I'm done.
Get your headphones back on. Sit your ass down.
I'm protesting.
Anyway. All right.
Who was the one that couldn't breathe for about 7 minutes?
Do what?
20 minutes.
Who couldn't breathe for about 7 to 20 minutes?
Oh, yeah, that was totally me.
That was you, so.
Yeah. I just had to walk away. It's the first time I think I've actually had to get up from the computer during a show.
When was that?
When Ole happened.
No, you got up last week, too.
Why did I get up last week?
Whenever I made the Wade Barrett May Young joke.
Oh, yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah.
I've got some bad news for you.
Speaking of May Young.
Shouldn't we actually start the show first before we actually...
No, this isn't going to count against me.
No, this is wrestling related. Turn this shit off. We're not doing this yet.
I got the timer this week.
Oh, this week is under protest.
In all seriousness, here at the Hour Bomb and the TWR Network, we are... And if you haven't heard by now, where the fuck have you been?
Really?
We are reporting the passing of WWE Hall of Famer Mae Young. Passed away earlier this week at the ripe age of 90 due to God, whatever the hell was wrong, finally kicked her ass.
I think we can just go with life.
Yeah, I think life finally just won. So, that being said, up in heaven, in the pearly gates, the wonderful tag team of Mae Young and the Fabulous Moolah have reunited and are raising hell.
Oh, yeah.
I got a tear.
So anyway, she lived to be 90. You know, she competed, God, how many decades was it? I think we had the first old school Raw that didn't have Mae Young on it.
Yeah, it might have been, yeah.
Mae Young leaves behind her only grown hand that was born on WWE Monday Night Raw as the only listed survivor. So, hey, Nick French is on. Oh, we haven't even done, you know, we're not going to call it roll call anymore.
No, what are we going to call it?
We're going to call it head count.
Head count?
Head count.
Head count.
Because Heath is going to give head to everyone that's in.
Yes, that's why.
Okay.
All right. So I guess let's do the head count.
All right.
Show.
I'll give Heath honorary slurpy slurpy for the week.
Who we got in the chat room right now?
All right, we got Montana Man slurpy slurpy,
and we got Mr. Richard 269.
I ain't touching that penis.
That's what she said. We got Hooks.
Hey.
That's what they all say.
We got Hooks.
Slurpy, slurpy.
Nick French.
Slurpy, slurpy.
Oh, God. And let's see if we can go through this list and not forget anyone. Oh, 4 anonymous users.
No.
3 anonymous users now. One of them left.
Whatever.
Okay. And let's see. Leonard Taylor.
Slurpy, slurpy.
The Rodfather.
Slurpy, slurpy.
Kevin Carter now?
Isn't he a minor?
Possibly.
I'm not doing that.
Okay. Jake Burns, friend of the show.
Slurpy, slurpy.
And Eric Thomas, big fan of the show.
Slurpy, slurpy.
Are we forgetting anyone else?
That's enough for me.
Okay, good enough for me, too.
Tom Long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Tom Foolery.
Slurpy, slurpy.
Oduke.
Slurpy, slurpy.
And if Grumpy's listening, I haven't heard anything from Grumpy in a while, but... Hopefully he's doing well.
Yeah, we know, got the message that he was in the hospital a while back, so we do really hope that he's doing okay.
Hope you're doing all right, dude.
All right, so I think we've dicked around enough. Here's how the show works. For those of you that are returning listeners, hey, welcome back.
Why are you still listening?
That was what I was going to ask, too. For our first-time listeners, I'm so sorry you found this podcast. Here's how this show works. I've got a
For a ride.
Yeah.
It's a magical journey, if you will.
I've got a whole list of shit I have to get through. These. And
since you're covering stuff before we even start the show, I mean, really, it shouldn't be too hard to get through this week.
Why don't you shut up?
Fuck off. How about that?
Eat my ass. Anyway, I got a whole list of shit to get through.
You
got
a sound effect you can play for that? Mm-hmm.
Hold on here. I don't think I do. But
dude, continue with your... continue with your bullshit.
Anyway, so I've got a whole list of shit I have to get through. I've got 1 hour to do it. These two assholes, as usual, are going to try to derail me and keep me from getting to my... completing my list in time. Adrian's going to be a cock about it today, but, you know, whatever.
This show is already under protest.
Again. You know what? Adrian, apparently... I haven't hit it too many times on you, but this point in time, I'm pretty sure you do.
Why? Because you're cheating? You're the New England Patriots of the show now?
It's 2014. That was a long time ago. Get over it.
That was a while ago. Get over it.
Oh, so you're okay with that then?
No, Richard? I'm not.
You're the big Patriots fan that you are?
Hey, I'm a Bronco fan, buddy. Get it right. Just because Tom Brady went to, college ever, you know, Michigan, University of Michigan.
Oh, that's like the third-rate school. I mean, that's basically like a double division.
Excuse me?
It's like a Division II school, basically.
Most collegiate wins ever.
I'm just going to...
11 national championships.
Hey, you know
how many of those have been within the last 20 years, Richard?
Hey, both of you.
We won in 97. Thank you very much.
Hey, both of you are about
Louis?
To...
Missouri, you do they have any...
Nope, sorry, can't hear you now.
Oh, we lost Richard.
I
have sound effects on my computer, but I can make one up, damn it.
Hey, there we go, we found him again. We don't talk couch sports on this show, because I'm against the couch sports system. They're kids going to school. They shouldn't get fucking superstar treatment. My Saturday afternoon should
be... Hey, this isn't a fucking soapbox for you. Get the fuck off it and let's start the show.
My Saturday afternoons and the first, like, fucking 3.5 weeks of the goddamn New Year shouldn't be taken up by watching stupid kids playing stupid fucking football in a corrupt fucking system.
The views of Jason Halbert do not necessarily reflect the views
of... Oh, no, they are. They are right. My views represent my show.
They do not.
They get special fucking treatment out there just because, I hit hard.
We're done doing a show here, then.
Why?
If your views speak for me, I'm done.
My views are the only ones that make sense on the show most of the time.
Well, this is the one time that it's not most of the time.
I mean, let's put it this way.
We've lost like three listeners since you started talking about
this. Anyway, since someone's got a little bit of issues over there, do you want to start the show now?
Yeah, let's do it.
You finally want to start the show?
Yeah.
I've been waiting like 15 minutes to start the show.
You haven't not. You've been over there like sticking your hand up your ass and making your own like fucking hand puppet out of your own ass. I don't know what the fuck you're doing over there, but...
What?
You stuck your hand up your ass and were like doing like a hand puppet thing, making yourself talk with your own hand. I don't know how the fuck you did it, but you fucking did it. I don't know how you made your lips not move while they were moving at the same time. It was fucking weird, but you did it.
I wish I could... actually, I don't want to see that.
Oh, my God. We're just going to start the goddamn show.
That's right, Montana Man. I will testify.
Oh, my God. All right. I guess we'll talk to somebody at Raw. Why not?
Time already?
Yeah, I started the timer.
You sure which timer at?
59 minutes and 15 seconds.
Okay.
Anyway, so Monday Night Raw for what the fuck was Monday? The 13th?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay, good. So I'm not going to go over the entire Monday Night Raw anymore. I'm tired of doing that shit.
Yeah, we're not going to do a full Raw recap anymore.
No, I hate doing that. That's what I thought of Monday Night Raw. All right, so moving
on. Pretty much.
Anyway. So I guess we should talk some Monday Night Raw, shall we?
Sure.
All right, so what happened on Monday Night Raw? Because I don't remember.
Well, I guess we just talk about what we like. What did you like about Raw, Jason?
Well, couldn't have been that much if I can't remember. Oh, the New Age Outlaws were on Monday Night Raw.
They were.
Again.
And hey, they turned on CM
Punk. We can never have enough New Age Outlaws on Monday Night Raw. They are by far probably my favorite tag team. Yeah, they kind of are.
Wow.
Okay. I think so.
I mean, that's... I can't believe you said that, but all right.
Why? Who else would be my favorite tag team?
I don't know. The Hart Foundation. Which Christian.
Well.
Legion of Doom.
Yeah, no, wasn't a big... I respect Legion of Doom.
I'm talking Bret Hart and Jimmy Uso Nightheart Hart Foundation.
Yeah.
Demolition. See, I got into wrestling after the Hart Foundation was done.
Okay.
So I didn't get to appreciate them in their prime.
All right.
I like the Outlaws more than like DNC, though.
Really?
Just a little bit, though. Just a little bit more.
I know you're a big Hardy Boys fan, Jeff Hardy.
Oh, fuck the Hardy Boys.
In the world. I mean, come on.
Do what?
They have the best tag team catchphrase in the world. The 5-second pose thing? I mean, come on.
That was that literally was. I mean, that...
Okay, they're one of my favorite tag teams, then. Shut up.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what did you like on Raw, Adrian?
Well, I gotta say, I actually like them, Daniel Bryan, turning... And this whole thing here, and it's very odd.
Yeah. Okay.
But let's think about how this played out on Raw.
Okay.
You have Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt against the Usos.
Okay.
The Wyatt family ends up getting disqualified.
Right.
Bryan gets down on his knees and lets... Bray Wyatt punish him for losing or whatever.
It just sounds bad. He gets on his knees and he does Bray Wyatt punish him.
It was kind of weird. And
oh, that whole situation was. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, mm-hmm. Kane ends up, Brad Maddox comes in and talks to Kane later on and says, hey, we're going to have them do a rematch because that was kind of they didn't like how that went. So we're going to put them in a steel cage.
And I knew there was going to be a cage match because during the tag match, they kept looking up.
It was reported.
And I could see a cage.
It was reported like 2 hours before, or as soon as the doors opened, that there was a cage hanging above the ring.
Well, all right.
I didn't know that. You could just see there was a cage up there, and I'm like, there's going to be a cage match later, but I wasn't sure with who.
Kane tells Brad Maddox that he will personally lock the cage so nobody can go in or out through the door.
Yeah.
And does it.
Right.
In the cage match, Daniel Bryan turns on Bray Wyatt.
Right.
Costing them the match.
Uh-huh.
And then gets to finally exact the revenge that we've been waiting for him to get on Bray by himself.
For 2 whole weeks we've been waiting on this.
We've been waiting for him to get a hold of Bray Wyatt for like 2 months, really.
Well, yeah, but still.
And then that crowd.
Oh, God, that place went fucking apeshit crazy.
I have not seen a crowd like that since...
The Daniel Bryan crowd in Seattle whenever Triple H was trying to cut a promo?
I think it's 100 times better than that one.
Yeah. It's
I'm talking in the last 20 years, I have not seen a crowd like that.
But let's back this up for just a minute here, because this is where I actually have a little bit of a... It's a pre-Can You Dig It.
Okay.
Is Kane actually helping the Authority, or is he secretly still helping Daniel Bryan? Because Kane was the one that personally locked him in the cage and made sure that nobody could get in the cage to affect the outcome of that.
Kane really hasn't fucked with Daniel Bryan much, has he?
No, not much.
Ooh, that's going to be good. That's something to think about. Yeah. I hadn't even thought about that, really.
Just the way that played out, because Kane says, I am personally going to lock that door and nobody can go in or out through it. And it totally helped Daniel Bryan get the revenge on Bray Wyatt that he wanted.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Okay.
Okay.
When they were doing the cage match.
Okay.
And one of the Usos got out.
Yeah.
And then the other Uso was trying to get out. And then the Wyatts were trying to get... Here's my question. One Uso's out... Or, no, what was the deal? Oh, they don't want either one of them go. That's what it was. Wouldn't you go ahead and let one of them climb the cage early on and get out? That way it's a two-on-one match on the inside?
I've always said that. With tag team matches and cage matches, that's always the... I don't understand why you wouldn't do that.
Oh, look, you got a guy climbing out. See you later.
See you later. Like, what happened at the Undertaker Kane versus DDP Canyon match back during the whole invasion angle? Because
they let Canyon go. They were like, get out. And he's like, all right.
They let Kane, Taker's like, let him go. Let Canyon go. And then they just went to town on DDP. And that was all during the whole, you know, Sarah angle when him, Taker and Sarah were still married.
Yeah, I just, the whole time I'm watching this match Monday, I'm like, just let him go. Let him go and beat the shit out of the other guy. It's a 2-on-1 match at that right. time.
And then you could pin him afterwards.
Exactly.
Cage matches with the rule where if it's the first person to have a team member leave the cage, it would make more sense. But if they both have to escape the cage, then there's, why would you leave unless both of your opponents were down? Because you're going to leave your other guy alone with two guys.
Hooks, the other Uzo, I guess, could try to come back in, but it would be kind of hard.
Yeah.
I mean,
because you can, you know, run and, like, kick the cage and knock him down and...
Yeah, I mean,
you can get back in.
So, let's see. Nick says the night after WrestleMania 28, that was last year's WrestleMania, 29 was the one that was...
No, 2 years ago would be. That was WrestleMania 2 years ago. Last year's WrestleMania was WrestleMania 29.
Right, but I thought that last year's was more nuts than 28.
I know. I don't remember the crowd after 28 all that well.
Last year's when they
started. It was all right.
And it's not so much that the whole night the crowd was like that, but for that particular moment, they were like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for one moment, for like a 5-minute moment, I've never seen a crowd like that.
The way that Daniel Bryan has.
Even better than Dolph.
You know.
And had, you know, my awards will come out this week, that would have been my moment of the year.
Well, and this is something else I wanted to touch on here, too, is the way that Daniel Bryan has the crowd just basically eaten out of his hand right now.
Yeah.
I can't remember a superstar that's had that kind of effect on the live crowd since Austin and The Rock in their heyday, like in the late 90s. I mean, that was the kind of pop that you would get from The Rock's doorway being shown in the 90s. I mean, it was just crazy.
Yeah.
It was very similar to that. You haven't seen this level of popularity with the fans since then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Hooks, that's very true. I do remember that. The only crowd pop was when Brock came back after.
And F5 to Cena.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing, Richard, what did you like from Raw?
Besides the Daniel Bryan thing, not really much.
You know,
Raw was kind of,
Yeah, you know what I liked?
What?
John Cena's dad getting the shit beat out of him by Randy Orton.
You mean again?
Yeah, again.
Randy Orton.
The minute they showed his dad.
I'm like, oh, he's getting his ass beat.
Yeah, you know it was going to happen. This is what, the third time his dad's been attacked now?
This doesn't make me feel good about Orton's chances going into the Rumble, though.
No, it doesn't.
No, because the last two times his dad's been attacked, Edge and Orton, and they were both going into championship matches, Cena's won.
Yep. And I don't know. I think this is something else I took away from Raw, too. There have been no emphasis on this feud whatsoever.
Uh-uh.
Like,
not really.
If you think about what's main evented Raw for like the last month.
It hasn't been that.
It hasn't been Randy Orton and John Cena at all.
No, it's been Daniel Bryan stuff.
It's been Daniel Bryan and the Wyatt family stuff, or it's been CM Punk and the Shield stuff.
The Shield.
But yet neither one of them are in the title picture.
Yeah.
Makes you think. Let's see, what else?
I think part of this is because Orton and Cena has happened so many times that
used to.
They don't think that it can carry a show.
Probably not. I mean,
and it really can't.
No, Orton and Cena. I mean,
this match is something I'm not looking forward to at all.
No.
Oh,
that reminds me. Shit. Talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Hey, Richard.
Yeah.
So, one thing we're going to do a little bit later here, too, on the show, is cover our favorite 5 Royal Rumble moments. So, if you have, like, a quick list you might have for that, just off the top of your head, just memory-wise.
Okay. Yeah, I can throw a few together. It might be...
Okay, Nick corrected himself. He said, "No, he meant the WrestleMania 29 crowd."
Oh yeah, that was that was batshit fucking crazy.
Yeah, because it was mostly an international crowd too.
All right, I'm back.
And
now.
The international fans. I will admit, I've actually watched a lot of international shows. Those fans, they don't just like the wrestlers; they like wrestling.
Well, you see, what I also took away from that though is I don't think that still even that crowd was as good as the Washington crowd for Daniel Bryan. Like that promo that night, that was nuts. I mean, I have not seen a crowd take over a promo the way that they were. I can't remember the last time that happened. I mean, they like literally like basically were like running Triple H out of the building.
TNA whenever Dixie Carter talks. They run her out of the building every time she opens her
mouth. But it wasn't the same way. It wasn't they were running her out because they just can't stand her.
Yeah.
They want like the people there to know that like Daniel Bryan is who they support.
Daniel Bryan. That's their guy. That's their boy. That's their hometown dude. They want him to be the man. And like I said in my article, you know, when I, you know, put him down in there, whatever, Cena gave him the rub. He can carry the company.
Well,
they just got to give him the chance.
Here's the other thing, too, and this is why I think Daniel Bryan is so successful, and I actually think that it would be bad for him to win the championship. And hear me out on this. I mean, at least long-term win the championship. I think he should get, like, a short title reign for sure. But Daniel Bryan works so much better as that underdog face that you really, really want to see win. But the second that he gets to be the guy, I think that he loses a lot of that momentum. I think right now, he's the guy that I think everybody can kind of relate to. Because he's the same height as a lot of people. He's got the beard like a lot of guys. He just exudes the everyman aspect of, like, you can root for Daniel Bryan because it's like rooting for yourself. And that's something that hasn't happened since like Steve Austin.
Yeah, I can see that.
Exactly. From the chat here, Hook said it's better when he's chasing the dream, and that's exactly what I'm saying here.
Everybody, but, I want to see it fulfilled. The ball to run with it. Look what he did.
And I think that you could carry some of that momentum over with Bryan, but think about this: they never really gave Austin a lengthy title reign. It was he won the title and got screwed out of it like 2 or 3 months later. He it was off him again, and he was back to chasing after.
He won it multiple times.
Right. All I'm saying is Daniel Bryan should only be champion for short bursts of time. Like he should have like, you know, 3 or 4 title wins. I'm definitely okay with that. But
Austin never needed the title to solidify himself.
He did the first time he won it. He needed it
first 2 times I think I'm going to say, and I'm honestly going to say this. Daniel Bryan winning the WWE title the first 2 times, I'm actually not going to count them because it just, to me, just seems like...
I'm going to count the first one because he legitimately won that match, but, you know, Money in the Bank, the way that the rule from that works, he did lose. Like, I mean, but...
When he beat Cena and got it, but the second one, that whole fast count thing.
But are you back with us here, Jason?
Yeah, I've been back. I'm just waiting for you to, you know, to lovebirds this up.
How do you feel about this? I mean, do you think that Daniel Bryan should have a lengthy title reign, or do you think that he would work better in short burst title reigns?
I think give him the title and let him run with it. I'd love to see the title on Daniel Bryan.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I'd like to see him give the 434 mark a run.
That would be something, too. Actually, if he tries to chase Punk's streak...
Oh, that would be awesome.
And at the end of it, Punk's like, I got to beat him before he beats my...
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Instead of one of the greatest... At a WrestleMania. They do it to where...
I think the day of WrestleMania be the mark, be the day that would break the mark.
Yeah.
That's almost impossible.
Yeah, that's almost impossible because of how everything...
The calendar works.
Yeah. But, you know, close to it or something like that, you know.
Hooks. Yes, I definitely... Austin McMahon, 90s Attitude Era, Triple H, Bryan, now. I can totally see that.
All right.
They're almost doing that, though, already right now, though, but they're using Punk instead of Austin.
Hey, just let me know when I'm good to continue with the show here. I mean, I'm just going to stop the clock here since I have no control right now.
Well, that's what we're supposed to do, is make you lose control of the show.
Exactly. No, not like this.
Well, we're having a serious discussion here.
Okay, well,
I guess. Mean, feel free, though, to jump in.
Jump in anytime you want.
I guess keep going. I mean, I don't want to interrupt
you. Do you have something to add here?
No, I was just trying to move on with the show, because I got a bunch of shit I got to try to cover.
Well.
All right, well, what did we have anything that anybody else liked from Raw? I kind of guess I got us way off the subject on that, because you told me to take care of ourselves for a few minutes, so I did.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but usually...
And you didn't say you were back, so, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I did. I said it like 10 minutes ago.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No,
we didn't hear that. We were busy talking about important shit.
Adrian, usually when you're told to pleasure yourself, it takes like 30 seconds, so...
That's not true. If it's with a woman, it's at least a minute.
And what? Go ahead.
If it's Heath, it's two. It's a little bit more chafing.
Oh, God.
With all that hair.
Hooks says he wishes Naomi could have gotten some in-ring time during the Divas tag. There's a Divas tag match?
Her.
Apparently, I fast-forwarded it.
Versus AJ and Tamina.
No, I must have fast-forwarded that part. Yards are thinking about calling up Paige and Emma. Well, given the fact that
Emma's been on TV the last couple weeks.
Well, given the fact I don't watch NXT yet. Keyword, yeah. When I get the WWE Network, which is going to come out in 35 days, I think is what it said on their website.
I think that sounds about right.
Yeah. Then I'm going to watch it. 35 days, 23 hours, 8 minutes, and 45 seconds.
They've had Emma in the crowd last couple of weeks doing her stupid little dancing thing with her Emma-taining sign, hashtag Emma-taining thing.
I still have no clue who she is.
She's not bad.
I doubt the
look. Zeus is in love with her.
Yeah, is he ever?
Oh, yeah. All right, so we have talked Monday Night Raw. It wasn't a great one. I think tomorrow night is going to be pretty good.
We got Batista coming back. He's going to be on the show.
Yeah.
And I think the minute Batista comes out, here comes Del Rio.
Oh, yeah. I imagine we're going to have the confrontation between those guys. I totally expect Del Rio to eat a Batista bomb tomorrow night.
Oh, that's going to actually be great to watch him do that. All right, so we're going to move on, fellas. Time for your weekly dose of what stinks. Adrian, since you're in the chatty mood tonight, I'll let you go first.
All right, I guess I'm going to go with my what stinks being... And there's so many things to pick from here. How about the WWE title picture becoming like almost irrelevant right now?
All right.
I mean, A, I hate to say it, but... That shouldn't be the way it is, and it is because it's who they have fighting for it. People aren't caring about him right now.
Yeah. I would have to agree. I think that, you know.
Yeah. It just seems kind of second rate compared to everything else going on.
Yeah. All right, Richard, what's yours?
Oh, boy. Come back to me. I'm still trying to word mine.
Okay. I'm gonna go with. Let's see. What else could I go with here?
Daniel Bryan's concussion.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Yeah.
I really did.
You know, it really come at a worse time.
No, God, no. I still.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be mine.
I guess the answer to that question is yes, if your name is Dolph Ziggler and you just won the title.
Yeah. I need to go back and watch that and try to figure out where that happened.
I went back and watched Raw last night. It's hard to tell, you know. Of course, with a concussion, it's awful hard to tell when it's happened.
Yeah.
When I had my first one, I couldn't have told you when I got it either. But.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Daniel Bryan's concussion because, I mean, he's hotter than hell right now, and...
All of a sudden,
he gets concussed, and
if this keeps him out of the Rumble, this really will hurt. Like, how many people I think could win the Rumble?
Yeah, and from what I'm seeing and reading, that it is being looked at as a serious, very serious concussion. So it's not good at all.
No, it isn't,
and that's like legitimate. That's not coming from WWE website. No, this is serious.
Yeah.
So that's my what stinks. And got one.
the commentators. I mean, it's mainly just the fact that AJ was coming up on her, you know, historic title run, and all they continue to talk about whenever she's out there, the Total Divas.
Yeah.
Divas aren't a factor anymore.
Well,
so it's not on.
They gotta plug it.
You know, actually,
it's not coming back on to like Mania.
Well, they still gotta plug it.
You know what about it? And when they came back, it was on SmackDown, and they said that she had, you know, got the longest reign. They talked about it for all of about 3 seconds.
Yeah. Well,
really?
When was the last time she legitimately defended the title, too? And there's the problem we have with it.
I think
December I got a future one stinks is WWE's logic. She's not got the longest Italian reign. They're going to have her lose the title at Rumble to one of the Total Divas, and I think that's complete pure bullshit.
At TLC, she defended against Natalya.
Oh, she did. That's right. But still, I mean, did they keep talking to Miz about?
Yes, because she said something about.
Oh, I didn't watch SmackDown this week. That's right.
Like, really, who cares?
Yeah, if you watch SmackDown this week, and I want to know how the commentary really was with throwing the Miz in there. He's not doing anything. Yeah, why is he throwing behind the table? Bad. You know? Hey, a little tidbit. I looked this up tonight. That the Miz is the only tough enough contestant to win the WWE title.
No.
Didn't know that. So.
The only one good enough that they've ever had to win the title.
No, John Morrison was good.
He wasn't good enough to win the title.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I'm going to side with Jason.
John Morrison was awesome. Do you not remember?
He at the very least could have been a World Heavyweight Champion on SmackDown.
Yeah. He was damn good.
Yeah, Morrison had his Rumble moment. Sorry. He was a mid-card champion at best.
It's not even that. He was awesome as a tag team with Eminem.
Mid-card champion.
What?
Mid-card champion. And he was way better in the tag team with The Miz than he was with...
You really think Miz and Morrison were better than Eminem?
Yes.
One word. Yes. Melina.
One word. Actually, not the one word. Technically, it's three words. The Dirt Sheet.
Yep.
Okay, the Dirt Sheet was okay.
The Dirt Sheet was hilarious.
But Melina's entrance at TV-14 was, like, awesome.
Yeah, but she kept doing it even after we lost Eminem, so really it wasn't an Eminem factor. It was just a Melina.
I don't care. Well, I got to see... And how they had the time... Dude, that Eminem was awesome.
They're overrated.
Yeah, but wasn't as good as...
You're overrated.
No, I'm rated.
Well, I'm the rated R superstar in this show.
Well, I'm rated triple X.
We're not talking about your shirt size.
Fuck you.
All right, we're going to move on.
I could have said quad X and we would have been talking about Heath.
No.
Oh. Can you dig it, sucker?
All right, Adrian.
Well, I actually already said mine earlier tonight, but I'll say it again.
Oh, is that actually yours?
Yeah. Is Kane secretly helping Daniel Bryan from within the Authority? Can you dig it?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like I pointed out, he hasn't really fucked with Daniel Bryan much at all.
He's been the only one to not do anything to Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. Richard.
Mine will be a sort of one, depending on Daniel Bryan's concussion. If he's out of the Rumble, he will win the Elimination Chamber and go on to Headline Mania. Because the momentum he is on, if he was healthy, it was either going to be him or Batista winning the Rumble. And if he's out of the Royal Rumble, I see Daniel Bryan winning the chamber match and going on to WrestleMania as either the champion or challenging for the championship.
All right. I think I can dig that. I don't know. I guess what they're going to have to do is they're going to have whoever wins the Rumble is going to headline for the world title. And then the... Champ's going to have to defend the title in the chamber against five other guys.
Okay, let me throw this out here. What if Cena versus Orton ends in a no decision? So they vacate the title.
Oh, God, they're not going to vacate the title.
Well, what if they, God, just, hear me out on this. Hear me out on this. And the winner of the Royal Rumble is your new Undisputed Champion, and they give Orton and Cena both spots in there.
Nah.
But that lets you get the title off of both of those guys and give it on to someone else. You can either get on Batista, you can get it on fucking CM Punk, you can get on O'Brien, you can put it on whoever you want.
Put it on Brock.
But you know,
Brock isn't going to be in the Rumble, though.
No, he's going to fight Big Show. You know, they were saying, Kane did tell CM Punk that the Authority wanted him to headline WrestleMania.
Dude, I'm telling you, CM Punk, I guarantee you, number one in the Rumble.
Oh, you probably are.
That's why I picked number one. He's my pick to win.
I can tell you you're wrong already.
Why do you think I'm wrong?
Yeah. Because I thought it was revealed that Big E Langston was number one in the Rumble.
Has they already said number one?
Yeah.
How did they reveal it?
I thought I read somewhere that Big E Langston drew number one.
I didn't think they'd do the numbers until like the day of or the week before.
Yeah, like the Monday before they do something like, you know, somebody's going to get number 30 somehow, or somebody's going to have a match to get screwed over in the number one spot like they did last year with Dolph. And
I thought I read somewhere.
I just went with a safe number. That's why I went with 23.
I went with 20. Because I, you know, the person that drew number 20 has won as many times as the person that drew number one or number 30. So I figured, why not?
That's why I took number one.
And the same with number one.
Yeah.
Michael's.
Oh, no.
One.
Maybe I was wrong. Hold on.
Taker and Cena.
30 has produced as many winners as number one. And I think 20's had the most winners.
No, 27.
Oh, was it 27?
27.
Fuck.
Four.
Guys, I'm surprised no one's picked 28 for the TBR Network contest.
Yeah, speaking of that, the TWR Network, we're having a little contest. So what we need you to do is go into the group page, and you're going to pick one of the numbers. One of them's already, a handful of them have already been taken. So you have to pick one that's not taken, and if you, whatever number you pick, if that wrestler wins, you win a prize pack. I think,
and you get a TWR Network Hall of Fame induction.
Yes. I think, let's see. Yeah. Zeus was talking about throwing in a wrestling shirt. Someone was talking about throwing in a DVD, and I might try to throw in a DVD as well. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was a shirt and a DVD.
Because, well, Walmart's got, like, their...
A whole bunch of DVDs.
Yeah. They're $5.
And
right
shirts.
Now. You know what?
Yeah.
I will throw in a keychain.
A keychain?
A keychain.
Okay.
A keychain?
No, maybe he's not number one. I could have sworn I read somewhere that Big E was number one.
Yeah, I can't find anything about that. Let me tell you this. Punk gets number one in the Rumble. Finds a way to win the Rumble. But the Authority makes him, if he wants Triple H, he has to give up the title shot. At WrestleMania.
All right.
That's my, I think that I can see that's how this is going to play out.
All right, I can see that.
Yep, it's a T-shirt of their choice and a wrestling DVD.
All right,
and if anybody else would like to donate a prize, it'd be appreciated. Hosts, anyone can enter. Hosts, fans, and we'll be announcing it here right after this Royal Rumble.
Yeah, you'll find out who the winner is right here on the Royal Rumble post show,
which will be a 6-man show.
Hopefully,
it looks like it will be.
Hopefully.
Where we will be joined by the guys from Shooting from the Hip.
Yeah, if we can get the studio in order.
We will be. We're going to figure that shit out.
Okay, good. Anyway.
I'll be
a I don't know if we're going to be able to have 7 people on one show.
Yeah, that's going to be hard. And we're still talking about having a drunk show, too. At least our side of our three guys on the show are going to be drunk. I don't know about the Shooting from the Hip guys, but I think we're talking about getting drunk.
Yeah.
So, where were we? Anyway, I don't know. Let's see. Hooks, can you dig it? Shield, triple threat match at Mania. Reigns versus Oswald Ambrose to determine who is finally best in the Shield.
Sure, I'll dig it.
Okay, why not?
Oh, yeah.
I actually think that's what's going to happen even, so I'm good with that.
Yeah.
And for the U.S. title.
Yeah, I don't see Ambrose defending it ever, so why not? Let him keep it till then.
What about...
Maybe if Bryan doesn't make the Rumble, Punk wins, then hands his title match to Bryan to stake it to Triple H. Oh, that'd be good.
They can't do that, though.
Yeah, you can't hand over, because Vince McMahon tried to do that in 99 when he won the Royal Rumble. He tried to give it to someone. And
in the event that you vacate your Royal Rumble shot, the winner is the runner-up.
Yes. Who happened that year happened to be Stone Cold?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, when Shawn Michaels was drinking in the ranch, or at the ranch. When they I did mine. You did your. Did you do it? You did a dig it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You haven't done one yet.
Shit, I had it. Where the hell did I go with it? Fuck, I had it, and then we got off topic. God damn it, I need to start writing shit down. Okay, I'm going to cheat here. Okay. Hey, can you dig it? Tomorrow night, Del Rio's going to eat a Batista bomb.
Aw, that's weak sauce. Well, play the fail thing for you on just Can You Dig It for once. You know what? If you play the fail thing on it, we'll let it go.
Oh, I refuse to.
All right, well, you failed it. Can You Dig It? So.
No, okay, fine. I'll come up with something better. Hold on here. Let me get psyched up here.
Can you dig it, sucker!
All right, Can You Dig It?
Okay.
We will see several records broken at this year's Royal Rumble, including time spent in the ring by a single competitor and most eliminations in a single Royal Rumble.
No.
I can half dig it.
Which one can you half dig?
I think that the time spent in the ring by a single competitor will be broken.
Okay.
I don't think the elimination. Dude.
I don't see Ray's run over being broken. I could possibly.
It wasn't. It was Kane. It was Kane that had.
Kane had 11.
Yeah, he's got the most. I
see
one.
That break being broke, but I don't see somebody breaking 62 to fuck. No.
Well, let me do the math here. Because there's 30 guys in the Rumble this year.
Okay.
And it's 90-second interval, so that's 45 minutes of just guys coming out.
Okay.
Then, you know it doesn't end right as soon as that last guy comes out. So then we got more time. It's very possible that it could get broken if Adrian's right. Now, I can see one guy that could break Kane's elimination record that's in the Royal Rumble this year.
Roman Reigns?
No.
I can see him doing it, though.
Okay.
I can see him doing it, too,
but that's not who I had
Batista?
In mind.
Batista?
No.
Big E Langston?
Yes. Big E Langston is high on Cena's, like, good list.
Yeah.
So they're not going to bury him.
No.
No.
Potentially, he could. If anyone could do it, he could do it. He's built, man.
I can see what you're saying.
Roman Reigns could do it.
I think Roman Reigns is the more likely candidate.
Oh, it's just a thought here, you know?
Yeah. But I don't think either one of them is going to get it. I think they'll come close. One of them might even tie it. They're not going to eliminate 12 guys.
Depends on when they come out.
All right, I'll give you that one. I think we're going to move on then, as soon as this wraps up.
Okay.
You know, he's only 27.
Which one?
Big E.
Oh, yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
All right.
He's got a long career ahead of him.
Time for the bet update.
Yeah.
This is a rough week for all of us, except for Heath.
Yeah.
Because he and Adrian didn't do so hot. And you know what fucked us, Adrian?
What's that?
Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt wrestling twice on Monday Night Raw and losing both times.
Yeah, and one twice qualification.
Yeah, since I've got Bryan, you got Bray.
Yeah.
I finished the week at minus 4 points.
All right.
You finished the week at minus
9.
Hold on, I gotta find it.
Or 7, I think.
7 points. And Heath actually gained 7 points. So Heath gained 14 points on you.
What are we looking at score-wise?
Heath. 160.
Okay.
You, 186. And I'm a 238.
I don't think we're going to be able to catch you.
Probably not. But we're not playing for anything this time, so it doesn't matter.
That's true.
So.
It's for fun.
However, I have to make a medical drop.
All right.
I have to drop. Or not drop, but I have to bench Daniel Bryan because of his concussion.
Okay.
Who I'm picking up in his place, though.
I think you're making a mistake.
Who else would you pick up?
Roman Reigns.
Really? You think so?
Yes. The Shield have not lost a match in the last, like, 3 weeks.
Hmm. I never thought about that one. Okay, I'll pick up Roman Reigns. Why not?
Yeah, so you're not picking up Batista.
I'm surprised somebody doesn't have him already.
I tried to from a medical drop, but then I didn't get to keep him because the Big Show came back.
Well, Hook says Batista's not going to have that many matches. I know, but the thing was, I remember
him winning the Royal Rumble. You made it your pick.
Right. However, I don't remember what our scoring was set up for, so we got to figure that out first, and that's what I was picking for, because I knew if he won, he got major points, but I don't remember what kind of points he got.
All right, I think we decided it was going to be 15 points.
Something like that. I don't know. I think
with the Rumble, if your guy wins the Rumble, it should be that many points based on the number of position he comes in times two.
Ooh. I like that.
The position he comes in times two?
No. The opposite of that, the exact opposite. So, if Punk is number one, we'll just say that. If Punk's number one, and he outlasts everybody, wins Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Because he outlasted all 30 other guys. 30 times 2, 60 points.
So the guy that comes in at number 30 gets, like, no points?
He gets 2 points, but he gets 2 points for him, but he came at number 30, so he got points.
Wait a minute, hold up. You gotta watch the Rumble, obviously. Whoever wins, say it's CM Punk. He comes out at number 7. He wins, you get 7 points, times 2 is 14. Plus every point for every elimination that person gets.
Oh, no, we don't want to do the elimination.
You see, that'd be the exact opposite. If you come out at number 30 and win the Royal Rumble at number 30, that means you automatically get 60 points, and I'm not cool with that.
Yeah.
No.
What's 30 times 2, Richard?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
The Rumble is... That's the thing, though. You know, the Rumble is where it can make or break you.
And we didn't want to deal... Because we talked about doing points for eliminations, but then it gets hairy on, well, did he really help eliminate that guy or did he not? So we decided not to do points for eliminations because I didn't want to do it.
I was just throwing something.
I think...
Kind of like your idea.
The other way we could do it is you get... if we do it that way... but then for other people in the Rumble, you start off with a base of 30 points.
Okay.
So this makes everybody's guy in the Rumble is going to get some points.
Okay.
The order in which you are eliminated, you take off that number. So if you're number 30, all right, let's say you're the first guy eliminated. You get 30 points minus 29, 1 point. So you...
I like your idea, your first idea.
Okay. Well, we do both, though. I'm just saying.
We'll figure it out off air. Right. So, anyway, that's all I do. I think I'll pick up Roman Reigns then.
Hooks likes my point system.
I know. I do, too. I think that made the most sense. But we'll have to talk to Heath and see if he can remember, too, though.
Okay.
I doubt he will. So.
Yeah, he's Heath. So.
All right. We're going to move on.
Where's it at?
Right over there.
All right. So... It's not America's favorite game this week.
No, we're just going to play some trivia real quick.
Yeah. We got to do something for this week's edition of Just Jams. I can't even get the fucking box open.
You fail.
Fail for not opening the box.
Jason can't get in the box. For every time his wife has said that.
If you had a what?
A dollar every time his wife has said
you'd
that.
You'd be broke, because she's never said that. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're just going to play some trivia for a few minutes here. Not long, because we still haven't even really covered the Rumble. I'm down to like 20 minutes.
Well, do you want to skip trivia then and just go straight into it? Or
no, let's play a little bit of trivia here.
All right, whatever.
All right, Adrian.
Hand me 3 cards from the classic stack.
No, you get one of each.
Okay.
One.
We could quiz Richard on these, too.
We can.
Hey.
And 3.
All right.
And then mine is 1. All right, so we picked up this game. Same game that they have on Shooting from the Hip. Probably the same game because, well, Jason works at Target with Dan, or worked with at Target. Never mind. Got it from Target. It was on sale.
Sort Dan, of like, Dan used to own the porn store that Jason came out before at. Yeah.
That works. Apparently there's a lot of amputee porn, though.
Oh.
Okay. So, do we want to quiz him or do we want to quiz each other? How are we going to do this?
Well, we can each ask a question, and then if Richard can say the answer before we can say the answer, then we lose.
All right, so we got to give what era, and then we have to give which what category.
Okay.
The categories are divided into the modern era, which is from WrestleMania 20, I don't remember, you know, recently type of thing. The Attitude Era, which is self-explanatory, and Classic, which is from the beginning of time till, like, 97.
Okay.
Screwjob, I think, okay. is what it went to.
Yeah.
All right. And then they're divided into sub-ones. Big events, championships, and superstar bio. It could be as easy as which superstar that debuted in 2012 calls himself the intellectual savior for the masses.
Damien Sandow.
That would be, that's an example of the superstar bio. Okay, let's go.
Okay. All right, you want to ask the first question?
No, go for it.
Okay. We're going to start with the big event questions.
All right.
All right. Okay. We will start in the classic era.
All right.
All right. Ooh. Who ended a super pose-down competition by attacking his opponent, the Ultimate Warrior, at the 1989 Royal Rumble?
The model, Rick Martel.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
No. You're wrong. All right.
Rev Shane Rick Rude.
Correct.
Well, that's because that was in the chat.
I've got that memorized.
We'll take his word for it. We'll go on the honor system. He beat you, though.
Whatever.
All right.
All right. I will go big events from the modern era.
Okay.
Who was the first superstar that Undertaker defeated three times while building his streak at WrestleMania?
Triple H.
God damn. Yeah. Same thing.
Yep. That would be right. All right, Aaron, you're up.
Okay. Let's go with championships from the Attitude Era.
Okay.
Who defeated the Big Show for the United States Champion in the opening match of WrestleMania 20?
John Cena.
Jason wins because he said it first.
Ah, screw you. I said it.
You did, but Jason said it first.
I buzzed him first. Okay.
How can you buzz in?
Very simple. All right, I'm going to go superstar bio from Classic Era.
Okay.
When former NWA champion Kerry Von Erich joined the WWE in 1990... Oh, Jesus Christ. What was his nickname?
The Texas Tornado.
Yes.
Bam.
Let go, Adrian.
All right, we'll do modern.
Okay.
All right. Let's see, is that modern? Yeah, okay. Who jumped from Raw and won a 20-man battle royal for the Vacant World Heavyweight Championship on January 2006 episode of SmackDown?
Kurt Angle.
Great Khali.
Kurt Angle is correct.
Oh, 20-man. Oh, wrong guy.
Yeah. Okay. What former school... Oh, this is from the Attitude Era. What former school teacher was the male winner of the first season of Tough Enough?
Oh, Christopher Nowitzki. Oh, no, Maven. Shit.
Richard,
you like, school teacher?
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
I almost said Matt Stryker.
I know, I almost said Stryker too, but then I'm like, that was his gimmick.
All right,
let's he was legitimately a school teacher, though.
All right, let's go one more question.
Okay.
All right. Go.
Oh, one more for me?
Yeah.
All right.
And I got one more to ask you.
What manager was often forced to face the Ultimate Warrior in Weasel suit matches in the late 1980s?
Bobby Heenan.
You are correct.
And finally, from the Classic Era, while Marty Jannetty never won the World Tag Team Championship with Shawn Michaels, who did he win the title with in 1994?
The 1-2-3 Kid.
And you are correct. All right. That was kind of fun.
I got one more for you because this one is super fucking easy.
Okay, let's see if I got an easy one. Easier one. Go.
All right. What was the final score of the Iron Man match at WrestleMania 12?
1-0.
Yes, you are both correct.
And what WWE superstar often finishes off his opponents with his Trouble in Paradise move?
Kofi Kingston.
Kofi.
Yeah. These questions are... Some of these are... We just drew some easy questions. Some of them are kind of... Can be difficult.
Yes. You are correct. These questions are softer than baby shit. So let's talk about the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
I guess we will. We'll talk about the Royal Rumble finally. Alright. So we got a Royal Rumble coming up next week. And we actually have matches. Not many. We got like two.
Not many.
We got three.
So far.
We got two.
Got three.
I'm not counting the actual Royal Rumble match.
Sure, we are. It's a match.
Okay, so we have three matches for one of us, the Royal Rumble match for the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. Who would have thunk it?
Well, do we cannot count the Money in the Bank match at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view?
Well, no, I'm not saying that, but...
Because it's the same fucking concept.
Everyone in the fucking company is going to be in this match. We're probably going to see...
That's not true.
We're probably going to... Really?
Yes, really.
How about the year that Michael Cole, Booker T, and Jerry Lawler were all in the same...
That's why they put 40 people in. They realized that they probably shouldn't put 40 people in anymore. No, really, I think that now they're in a better position to put 40 in because they could use NXT and stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But they're not.
All right, so Royal Rumble 2014 coming up.
Okay.
Here.
Let's start with this Snoozefest World title match. Randy Orton versus John Cena.
Whoop-a-dee-doo.
All right.
Yay.
Richard, who do you think's winning? Richard?
I'm here.
Who do you think's winning?
It's either going to be A, Cena.
Okay.
And I actually would think it would be a decent match because as much as it's going to be as much as it's been a bore fest to the storyline, they do put on good matches. They do put on decent matches. It will be either, like I said, A, Cena, or somehow they did say it's going to be one fall to a finish. Something might happen to where it'll end up either as a draw or somehow somebody will get somehow disqualified.
All right. So who do you think's walking out as champion? Got to make a pick.
Cena. He pulls his Super Cena mode and walks out as champion.
All right. I think it's going to have to be Cena. I can't.
After the thing with the father, I got to agree. I got to say Cena's walking out as champ.
Well, no, it all depends on what happens tomorrow.
I'm picking Cena.
But I don't see Orton walking out of there with the title.
Alright, Montana Man says Orton by DQ.
Yeah. Hook's going to go with Cena.
Okay.
Orton, sorry. I misread it. Alright, the other match that has been announced, Big Show versus Brock Lesnar.
You know, this is going to be a tune-up match for Brock, so I'm going to go with Brock.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar.
I'm going Big Show, because I don't... From everything I've read and heard... interviews with Big Show talking about him and Brock's past, and they do have an extensive past from when Brock was there first time. Big Show does not like him. He has said that there has been times where he has had to have multiple people hold him back from taking his right hand and putting it through his skull.
No.
I would personally love to see that. Brock is an asshole. I want to see Brock's head meet Big Show's fist.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Yeah.
Multiple times.
Yeah. Yeah.
The broken jaw.
Yeah. And then
that way we don't have to listen to Brock Lesnar yell like a whatever you want to call it and give bad promos and talk.
So like the Bleacher Report.
To me, it doesn't make sense to have Brock Lesnar lose. So, yeah. All right. And then finally, the Royal Rumble match itself. Here's the most up-to-date list I have. We've got Batista, Del Rio, Biggie Langston, The Miz, R-Truth, Xavier Woods, Kofi Kingston, Cody Rhodes, Goldust, Rey Mysterio, CM Punk, Fandango, Wade Barrett, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns.
Well, hold on. Barrett's actually going to compete?
Yeah, he announced on Main Event this past week.
Oh my goodness, we're going to get to see Bad News Barrett.
Yeah. Yep. So,
they're not going to pick him.
No, we've got, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and I'm deaf. 9, 10... 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So we got 14 guys still here. Or still remaining. I have a feeling that we're going to get some of these guys in announced tomorrow, and then we're going to have a few that are not going to be announced but aren't going to be a surprise, and we might see one or two surprises.
I'd like to see AJ Styles as a surprise, even though he's contracted to show up in ROH.
That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I think it would be a cool. I think it'd be a cool show up.
Just even if it's a one time deal, I don't care. I want to see him in a WWE ring again.
You know, I got an idea of someone that I think might show up.
Who do you think?
Did a copy over? Give me 1 second here.
Chris Jericho?
No, I don't think. I don't think it's gonna be him.
You think he's? You think he'll show up still?
He might.
He's historically does come back for the Royal Rumble.
He might. Here's what I'm thinking though. Ooh, that's not a good theme of it. Hold on here. Bear with me, because I don't remember what
we usually have to.
Yeah, I know. Because it's my show.
Sorry, Hulk. He still got. Well, I don't know.
Oh, my computer's frozen. So, anyway, I think Rob Van Dam could come back.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
Well, Sheamus would be a good surprise at the Rumble.
Well, yeah, Sheamus is scheduled to be back by then.
Yeah.
We'll stop that anyway. All right. I'm looking forward to it. I always like the Royal Rumble, though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so. I like the surprise entrance.
Yeah. It's one that I'm actually going to pay for, you know? I mean, I pay for every pay-per-view.
Right.
Would you quit playing Type or Tap?
No.
You can play it later, dickhead. Hey, so we had the first inductee into the Hall of Fame announced.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't make my prediction for who's winning the Royal Rumble.
Oh, I guess we didn't predict that. Who's your prediction to win?
I'm going to stick with my prediction of CM Punk, but I don't think he's going to get the title shot at WrestleMania.
I think it's going to be Batista.
Daniel Bryan.
All right.
He'll be I think he might be healthy. He might be cleared enough to compete.
And let's see. Jason Heath. In honor of Jason Heath, I'm going to make his pick for him. His pick to win the Royal Rumble?
Heath Slater.
Yes. I was going gender, but whatever. You know, that works too.
No, so, we'll give him the leader of the three-man band.
Okay, so yeah. He's...
Well, no. No. Better.
El Dorito?
Give him Fandango.
Fandango.
Okay. That's Heath's pick to win.
I would say if Fandango's number 13, because that's the number that Heath took in the poll.
Yes.
And Heath knows a thing or two about polls.
That, anyway. He does.
Back to what I was saying. They announced the first inductee into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I can't wait for that speech.
I can't say that I saw this one coming because I didn't.
Oh, I didn't either. I didn't.
Shut up.
Whenever they made the deal with him to get him in the game, I'm like, he's coming back. He's going to be in Hall of Fame.
The game's not with WWE. It's with 2K Sports. Yeah. That's why Hogan was in it while he was under a TNA contract. You don't make the deal with WWE. You make the deal with the video game company.
Right, but if the WWE doesn't want you to be in the game, they'll say, no, we don't want them being in anything that we're signing off on.
Mm-hmm. You're right, but that's...
So there was a deal in place between The Warrior and Vince McMahon to get that smoothed over first. Don't fucking kid yourself.
Yeah. But,
very true, Montana Man, but I'm like JDL said, I am waiting to hear that speech.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
it's going to be interesting.
WWE does not own the Ultimate Warrior name.
No, they don't.
No, he actually has changed his name to The Warrior.
Yeah.
They might own the Ultimate Warrior, but I know he changed his name, legally changed his name or something like that. So, yeah.
You know, let's talk about the Royal Rumble a little bit longer here for a minute, though.
What?
Let's go back and talk about our favorite Royal Rumble. We're going to do that.
I just wanted to throw out the Ultimate Warrior because, you know.
So, Jason, favorite Royal Rumble moments. I mean, just if you can come up with five.
Well,
start with your number five.
I'm just throwing five out there. I'm not ranking any of them because there's too much shit. Okay. How about the year the Edge came back and won the Rumble?
That was cool.
2009, yeah, that was...
2010.
No, it was 2009. 10 was the year... I've been going back and watching past Rumbles. Because there was 2 years back-to-back where the wrestlers came back near the end and came back from injury. 2008, Cena, 2009, Edge.
Well, I thought I was doped up that year on painkillers.
So Hook's like Kofi Kingston's handstand for his moment, walking on his hands to keep himself from getting eliminated.
Yeah, that was actually really, really cool.
That was cool.
Let's see. My number five, we're going to go back to 2000.
I am correct. Edge eliminated Cena to win the 2010 Royal Rumble match.
Bravo.
Yeah. Yeah, because we were watching at your cousin's house or whatever.
Yeah.
After I just screwed up my knee.
Because we thought that we thought that was the year of the Sermon of Punk.
Yeah.
The CM Punk was giving the breakdowns. Yeah, that was a...
Well, that was hilarious. He was in the ring. He was preaching from the ring. All right, go ahead.
All right, so... I'm picking for my number five moment. Taka Michinoku Kaientai getting dumped on his face in the 2000 Royal Rumble.
All right.
Oh, God.
When he did that face plant, like, oh, because he didn't move after that.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
That was just a face plant.
I'm going to go with, you remember the year the Undertaker got eliminated by Maven?
Dude, that was mine.
No, that was have that the was same great. One.
Yeah, you can have the same.
But that was, and then he was bragging, he was celebrating it, and then Undertaker just beat the living piss out of him. And
oh God!
Did he did? I know he beat the piss out of him, but didn't who? It might not have been him, or it might have been him. He got thrown out of the ring, maybe not out of the ring, but got pulled out of the ring, and then didn't he like beat the shit out of him, throw him through like a popcorn machine or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right into a popcorn machine.
That was a good one.
All right. My fourth
that was
moment.
My number five, actually.
My fourth moment, and this is moot down for my number one moment anymore. Chris Benoit goes from 1 to 30 and eliminates the Big Show to win the Royal Rumble.
All right.
I mean, that was a really cool Royal Rumble match. I mean, it got down to it, and you weren't really sure who was going to pull it off because it was the final, like, four were Jericho, Big Show, Kurt Angle, and Benoit. And you were like, who the fuck you think it's going to win this? Because
yeah, Hooks is number four. Santino getting eliminated in 1 second. That was kind of funny.
Actually was mine, oddly enough, because it was just comical. I mean, at that point in time, Santino was the butt of everybody's joke, and
but remember,
knew somebody was going to beat that record. Remember when the proverbial clown of the company?
Remember when Santino almost won the Rumble though?
Yeah, the following year.
Yeah.
The very next year, Santino is the last man to be eliminated.
It's almost been Rumble. I mean, would have been kind of funny.
All right. Let's see. Have I done a four? I did a four.
We all did fours.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're number three, Adrian.
My number three, I'm going to go with the Shawn Michaels classic. Hanging on to the rope for like 45 seconds while the British Bulldog thinks he's won.
The 1995 Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
The 1 foot touching elimination.
The 1 foot touching, the other foot never touches the floor.
All right. I'm actually going to kind of cheat on this one. I'm going to say all those weird ass almost getting eliminated moves. Because there's three of them in recent memory I can think of. Four of them. Because Kofi did some weird shit 2 years in a row. John Morrison
did his handstand and then the... one with the chair.
Yeah, last year when he was jump. Remember, he did the handstand in 2012. Then last year in 2013, he ended up using JBL's chair and jumping back to the ring.
Yeah.
To get back in.
And then got immediately eliminated.
And then, you know.
Morrison's spider wall.
And that's my timer for the night. Oh, well. Let's finish this up.
All
right. And then you had John Morrison's he did the jump
walk
on
the wall.
Yeah, he did the wall walk.
Yeah.
So that right there. Just gonna group those together.
My number three was Ric Flair winning the Rumble and the title.
All right.
1992.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yep.
Yeah.
The only time the title has ever been decided in the Royal Rumble.
Let's see. Hooks is Montana Man Vince tearing both his quads in 2005. I don't remember that.
Let's go back and look.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look. Because I don't remember that.
I got to say, I really like his number three, though. That's actually going to be my number two.
Mankind, The Rock, and the I Quit match, 99.
That was a great match with those chair shots and everything. Oh,
yeah.
That was a hell of a match.
And The Rock putting him through the Ho Chi Minh Chinese announce table.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember now. That's right. I remember. He was coming down and tore his quads and was on the ground, and he ordered the match between Cena and Batista to be restarted. Because they were having the world title match.
That's why he was not the world title match, but okay, I was wondering why he didn't move.
They did the same thing in 90. They did the same thing from 94, where they both fell out, and one ref's like, "No, this one he won. No, this one won." And Vince is like, "Screw that shit."
And Lex Luger.
Yeah, and he fell on his way. He tore his quads, and he was on the ground. Yeah, I remember that now.
Okay.
All right. Have we all done threes? No. Yeah.
Yeah,
I stole my number two. I did Mankind and the Rock.
I didn't like that. That's not even on mine. That was such bullshit.
Whatever. You just hate anything that has a Rock's name on it.
No, so I didn't like it then because Mick Foley didn't say I quit. It was a recording.
It was a cheap win, but I mean, it was a great fucking match.
It was a good match, but I'm not going to look at the legitimacy.
Oh, my dear God.
Mine is, I'm just going to throw the 94 Rumble out there.
All right.
Because you had the Hart brothers, Brett and Owen going against the Quebecers, where Brett gets his knee hurt and then Owen turns on him. And then you had the casket match between Undertaker and Yokozuna, where it took like 10 guys to put Undertaker in the casket. And then as it was getting wheeled out, lightning struck it, and then the Undertaker shows up on their TV screens and, you know, basically says, "You're fucked." And then
you have up through the screen onto the top and then just floats away and disappears.
Yeah. And then you have Bret Hart and Lex Luger both winning the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I can't think of any more other than the 2008 Rumble when Cena came back in the Garden. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I remember that Rumble. I watched it. I read up on everything. The only people that knew about it, that knew he was there, was creative. Because the look on Hunter's face, and I'm going to tell you, I've watched Hunter's DVD. I watched it on YouTube. He's been involved in creative since 05. The look on his face was like, "What are you doing here? You're not even supposed to be here." That crowd's reaction was a legitimate surprise pop. And it was like his music hits, and the crowd's like, "Wait a minute, whoa, okay, they're loud." And as he's walking out, it gets louder and louder.
I remember.
So he gets to ringside, and then they go ape shit bananas. Because I had to turn my TV down. We had to turn our TV down because I was at a buddy's house. We had to turn our TV down. It was that loud.
Gotta say. To add to that, I remember me and you watching that Royal Rumble, and Triple H comes out at 29, like, as a surprise, like, come out, we're like, "Oh, shit, Triple H got back, he's gonna win the Royal Rumble," and then number 30 comes out, and Shotzi, we're like, "Fuck."
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's when we,
nobody knew he was, and the thing what surprised everybody was, come to find out, what was it, like, 2 weeks later, I looked up at it, he got there, like, that Friday. And stayed in the Garden, so nobody knew he was there. He stayed in his locker room the entire weekend. No one knew he was there.
That surprised
me. And he said he had a hard time doing that.
Well, yeah.
He called nobody. He talked to nobody. He made sure his locker room stayed locked.
Well, yeah.
Nice. And when he came out to go to the gorilla position, he was hooded. People were like, "Wait a minute, who's that? Who's coming out?" They even said, they talked to some of the guys, they're like, "Okay, who is that?" Then when he got there, he took the hood off, and everybody in the back was like, "Oh, no way." And then, like, the minute his hood came off, the music hit. And then everybody in the back was just like, "You're kidding."
Yeah, that was cool. I'd forgotten, because what was he out for? Oh, it was neck or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was had like a was
torn pectoral muscle.
That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, that
you
was.
Guys, how much longer we got in this show?
Technically, we're trying to wrap up.
Yeah, we're trying to wrap it up.
Okay, I got like 10 minutes left on my battery. So
okay, good. That was 08, and he was out for something that it took me a minute to realize that was his music. And we were sitting there. Yeah, that's when we're in the house behind the flea market.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, number one.
All right. Go.
No, you.
I don't know, man. I really don't.
One more, man.
I'm thinking here. Hold on. You know. Oh, you still there, buddy? Yep. Hold on. He's currently, we lost Richard here, so we're just going to turn that down for a minute. Anyway, I think the year that Drew Carey tried to pay off
Kane,
and Drew Carey eliminated himself.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was mine. Or, seriously, Michaels won the 95 Royal Rumble, I think was probably my number one.
Oh, the one for mine?
Yeah, I mean, because it was the classic, and we will always remember that one, you know?
Okay.
So...
All right, how about my number one? This will be rough.
All right.
I'm going to make my number one, though, the year The Undertaker finally won the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Just because that was like the feather in his cap. Like, he had never won the Royal Rumble up until that point. It had always been like the thing... And he had had some, like, ridiculously, like, late entries in the Rumble, too, and it never worked out for him.
Uh-uh.
And then finally, the year that he did, I'm like, oh, shit. He's probably going to win the Royal Rumble. He's probably going to go to WrestleMania. And he's probably going to win because I don't see the streak ending.
Yeah. All right. And Hooks was Shawn Michaels' 95 Rumble. All right. Well, we didn't have any real news this week.
Nah, we're done.
Yeah.
Hit the glass.
Real quick. Ryback's going nuts. Just want to throw
that out. We actually were on that last week, though.
And he went even more fucking crazy this week. That's all I'm saying.
I haven't heard any news. I mean, what did he do this week?
He's just continuing it and just keeping it going. So, okay. That's all. I just wanted to say Ryback is nuts. You know, I almost had a chance to go up to Slackers on Friday because they were in town.
I heard he was really nice to people. Like, I had like two or three people that said they went to meet him and like he was super cool.
It doesn't surprise me, but I always kind of wanted to go up there just because I wanted to see really how big was he. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I'm sure he was really nice. You know, I mean, the Ryback that that's tweeting and all that, I don't think is really Ryan Reeves. I think they just want him to do some crazy ass shit. So, all right, with that being said,
he's deleted all the tweets again.
Doesn't surprise me. I believe we are finito for the night. What are you doing?
Yay.
Are you looking to see if they've got his tweets up on?
Well, they still keep... even if you delete them off of that page, it stays on the WWE.com page.
Yeah. Okay. Due to the thousands of kind tweets, I found an unfair... What?
It followed just 5.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway. So that's our show for the night. Adrian, what do we got coming up on the network?
I have no idea, really. We'll say shows.
Okay.
And there's some good articles. You get some good stuff written by Paul Jordan. Michael Vazic's going to post some nice titties and ass pics.
Okay.
And occasionally Rich Berghoff might write an article. I don't know. He does when he wants to.
Okay. Well, I think Tuesday we got a show coming up.
Okay.
What shows on Tuesdays, Adrian?
I don't post shows anymore. I'm done with it. I mean, we haven't had a show on the network since we did a show last week. So really, I mean,
because Dan had to move this week.
I understand that. Do a show live on the network and I'll plug it.
Come on.
Fine. Tuesday nights, 8, 7 central. Listen to the FCW podcast over at FCW.com. Or you can download it from our site at FWR.com. Wednesday night at 8. No, I'm sorry, 9 o'clock, 8 central. Shooting from the Hip with the original Dan Phelps, Michael Classic, and Sean Big Daddy Brown. Will be available for download as well on the site after the show airs live on Wednesday night. And on, I don't know when, but I think sometime tomorrow, there will be a Talk TNA post up from Dave Gilbert, who does an excellent, if you like TNA.
And then we got the Wrestling Niche with...
I don't plug Australians at all, so fuck that.
With Jake Rowland.
We'll say Omar Kamal's final show on the network.
Yes, it's up for download right now. And then I think who is it? Kool-Aid. Cal Robinson taking his spot,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I refuse to plug.
If only Jake wasn't on there, it would be such a better show.
It would be.
Let's see. Big thank you at Slackers and all the great people who came out today. Huge turnout to see the big guy. Very few feed me morons. Oh, there's actually a couple pictures of him. That's kind of cool. So, Adrian, if someone has a problem with something we said on the show, what can they do?
They can go fuck themselves.
The views of Adrian Masters do not necessarily represent those of the TWR Network or the Hourbomb.
Alright, really, you can send us an email at thehourbomb.com. Or, I'm sorry, thehourbomb@gmail.com.
Yep, and you can find us on Facebook and iTunes and all that good stuff. So, his computer died and had to plug it in. Hey, thanks for coming, Hooked. He plans on having something out this week. Richard does. I'll be shocked to see it.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah. And, yeah. I think we're done.
I'm done.
I ain't got nothing else. You got anything else?
No.
All right.
You know what? You didn't ask me if there was anything wrong or how it was going this week.
Yeah, I know. I did that on purpose.
Well, I mean, you're not curious?
All right, Adrian. Do you have anything else you want to say before you start the show?
We've already finished the show.
Is there anything else you want to say before you start the show? I mean,
no.
How you doing?
I'm good.
You got a rash or anything this week?
No, I'm good.
No, just go ahead and say it.
I'm good.
Go ahead. Just do
I'm
it.
I'm good. It's too late.
No, just go ahead and say
it's already. It's hard to say. I got gangrene on my leg now.
Oh, God. All right, we got to restart the show now.
All right. Got another hour. Let's
all right.
This.
Time to restart the show. All right. Monday Night Raw. Let's go.
Your wife will be pissed.
She would be pissed. She doesn't have to work tomorrow.
Well.
She gets a paid day off.
She'll still be pissed.
Yeah. She would be. All right. That's the show. I'm tired.
All right.
And I want to, you know.
I know you work a lot, so.
You have the right to remain.
Anyway.
Was that me on you there? Because you kind of deserved it.
I kind of did. I hit the wrong button. I thought I had one. I thought I had this one booted up, and I didn't. But, you know. All right.
Well, Jason.
So I think we're out
I've
here.
I've got some bad news for you.
Oh, God. What's the bad news?
We're leaving.
Okay. Hey, what's your song of the week, by the way?
You know, it's been a rough week. I feel like I've fallen on some hard times.
Oh, God.
So I feel like I need to go down to Cobb County, Georgia.
All right. I hate it when you lose. You get some bad songs, Paul.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. So anyway, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Hubbard, saying, what the hell do I say? Oh, yeah. Adios.
The big bad booty daddy.
That's right. The star of the show, the big A, Adrian Masters, quits this bitch.
And our
Jizmopper doesn't say shit because he ain't here.
I was going to say our stand-in Jizmopper tonight, Mr. Richard Berggoff, says I don't know what he's going to say because we lost his call because his computer died.
We do need to get the Bad News Barrett soundbite to have it keyed up.
Yeah. So we will try to do this again next week.
Maybe with six other guys.
That would be three other guys.
Well, I mean, technically Heath and Dan and Michael Classic.
Okay,
Sean Brown.
Four other dudes. Technically three other dudes because we had Richard with us this week.
Yeah.
So, yes, join us next week for possibly Hour Bombing from the Hip.
Yes.
And the Royal Rumble post show. No time to ruin Hour Bomb next week. That's going to be fun. And I think, I don't know if Heath got off work, but you're taking time off next Monday, aren't you?
I'm going to try to, yeah.
So at least me and Adrian are going to try to get tanked. So it'll be some good times. So, like I said, we will try to do this again next week. Until then. You've been. I can't find this song. Bear with me. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. You know how it goes. I can't find it.
Yeah.
Okay. There is. Until then, you've been Hour Bombed.
Hasta la vista, peaches.